Robot on Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Mockingbird by Chuck Wendig, performed by Emily Beresford. Part 1. The Cage-Trained Girl. She's only a bird in a gilded cage, a beautiful sight to see. You may think she's happy and free from care. She's not, though she seems to be. 'Tis sad when you think of her wasted life, for youth cannot mate with age. And her beauty was sold for an old man's gold. She's a bird in a gilded cage. Bird in a Gilded Cage, Arthur J. Lamb, Harry von Tilzer. 1. Ship Bottom. Boop. Suntan lotion. Boop. Pecan sandies. Boop. Tampons, beach towel, postcards, and, mysteriously, a can of green beans. Miriam grabs each item with a black-gloved hand, runs the item over the scanner. Sometimes she looks down and stares into the winking red laser. She's not supposed to do that, but she does it anyway, a meager act of rebellion in her brand new life. Maybe, she thinks, the ruby beam will burn away that part of her brain that makes her who she is. Turn her into a mule-kicked window licker, happy in oblivion, pressed up against the walls of her plexiglass enclosure.
Miss?
The word drags her out of the mind's eye theater and back to the checkout.
Jesus, what?
She asks.
Well, are you going to scan that?
Miriam looks down, sees she's still holding the can of green beans. Del Monte. She idly considers braining the woman standing there in her beachy muumuu, the worn pattern of hibiscus flowers barely covering a sludgy bosom that's half lobster red and half wood grub white. Two halves marked by the Rubicon of a terrible tan line. Instead, Miriam swipes the can across the scanner with a too sweet smile. Boop.
Is something wrong with your hands?
The woman asks. She sounds concerned. Miriam waggles one finger, a jumping inchworm dance. The black leather creaks and squeaks.
Oh, these? I have to wear these. You know how women at restaurants have to wear hairnets? For public health safety?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?